Hi, my name is Tracy Michaels from Flying Dutchman Travel, home of the Wine, Dine, and Music Cruise that will be sailing in October of this year to the Caribbean. We also have other things that you can take a look at. You can look at our website at FlyingDutchmenTravel.com, but we have some exciting entertainment charters you're going to love.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine.
I have an idea for a getaway this October 25th through the 30th that I learned about. Today we're going to talk about the second annual Wine, Dine, and Music Cruise. This is an all-inclusive cruise package that includes gourmet food and wine. And this year, the official winery of the cruise is the Kendall Jackson Family of Wines. Joining us today on Wine and Dine is Tracy Michaels from Flying Dutchman Travel in Santa Rosa. She's going to give us all the details. Tracy, I'm curious, how did it come about that Kendall Jackson was involved with this cruise this year?
We called him. We did a cruise. This is, of course, our second cruise. And last year, what we had was five separate wineries.
Oh, yeah.
And so we worked with them individually. And we actually, they came about because of their chef. We were looking for a really unique chef that specializes in wine country cuisine.
Okay.
And Kendall Jackson has a very good one. So we reached out to the chef, and then one conversation rolled into the next. And they said, well, you know, we've got a conglomerate of wine brands.
Yeah.
So why don't we put our chef together with our wines? And who doesn't love Kendall Jackson?
Oh, that totally makes sense. So this chef, Tracy Shepos Sanami, is actually from KJ?
She is. And it's interesting. They have a number of chefs. They have a new restaurant called Partake.
Oh, wow.
That's here in the wine country. And so they're really focusing on food and wine, which is, you know, it's the cat's meow. That's the thing that, you know, you don't find anybody who loves wine that doesn't, in fact, love gourmet food. That's my opinion. But Tracy's really interesting niche in that, you know, food and wine pairing that they do is cheese.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's her personal love. She's a full-blown culinary-trained chef, but her area of expertise that makes her heart beat fast is cheese. So she's going to not only do some cooking demonstrations for us, but she's going to do a wine tasting with cheese while she's aboard. So we're excited about that.
Mm. What is the name of this cruise liner? Am I reading it correctly as the Norwegian?
Norwegian Cruise Line.
Where do people embark from? This is the Caribbean, right?
Right. The ship sails out of Miami.
Okay, so people are going to be...
And the ship is the Pearl.
The Pearl.
And I love that ship. I've done two charters on it in the past year. It's perfectly suited for this kind of product. And Norwegian actually has a culinary kitchen on a different ship, and we're borrowing it. So we're going to have a full-blown culinary kitchen aboard, which is pretty exciting stuff. It's never happened on this ship before.
So how many people can sit and watch a demonstration then?
1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Holy moly.
In a theater setting, in other words. Yeah. But it's a very large stage with a very large culinary kitchen on it, and there's not a bad seat in the house. It's extraordinary view. I mean, and because it's stadium seating, you're not sitting behind trying someone look over the head of the tall guy in front of you.
Yeah. So there are going to be cooking demonstrations, wine tastings, wine seminars, and I understand that Kendall Jackson is sending sommeliers along to be...
Exactly.
Okay.
One of the things we've done is the Norwegian Pearl has a French restaurant aboard that's part of their specialty restaurants on the ship. And we are taking the French restaurant and turning it into a high-end food and wine tasting menu. So at that menu, and that is an upcharge, but it's very affordable, but on that menu, you'll be having a four-course meal in the dining in that venue, and each course will be paired with a new Kendall Jackson Family of Wines product that's different than what is served on the ship.
Oh, wow.
I think the most important thing for your listeners to know, if you've been on a cruise ship before, you know that a bottle of wine that you would go to your local grocery store or any, you know, BevMo, any place that they sell wine, a bottle of wine that you can buy at your store for $15 will cost you $40 on a cruise ship.
Okay.
So, you know, and a 15% gratuity. So now you're at $46 bucks for a bottle of wine you could buy at home for $15. So every single cabin on this ship will have a bottle of wine delivered to it from the Kendall Jackson family of wines every single day, complimentary.
Oh, my gosh. And then that also includes tastings during wine tastings and wine seminars?
The wine tastings and wine seminars have a little tiny charge on it just to pay the ship to do it for us. The wine is, there's not a charge on the wine, but that's in addition to all of the wine tastings. But like, for example, when we do the wine and the cheese tasting, we got to pay for the cheese. So we have a small upcharge, but it's nothing compared to what you would spend if you went here locally to do that very same thing here in the Northern California wine country. This is far less expensive, but we're going to be, like on every one of the wine tastings, you're going to be tasting three Kendall Jackson Estate family wineries, and they're going to be different than the ones that are delivered to your stateroom.
Oh, gosh, that's great. So they will get to taste many, many different wines.
I think they're probably going to wind up and taste between 18 and 20 of the estate wines from Kendall Jackson. It's certainly going to be a bouquet for your palate.
And there's also an introduction to mixology seminar?
There is. There is a restaurant here in the wine country called Madrona Manor.
Okay.
And that is you go to Madrona Manor for a party or two to have dinner. It's, $400.
Oh, my gosh.
Their mixologist is aboard our cruise.
And he or she's going to actually give a seminar.
Well, actually, she's going to do a number of them aboard. And so not only does she make these extraordinary drinks that are custom recipes, we'll give you the recipe and you get to taste the drink.
Tracy, is this cruise going to make stops anywhere where people get off? Or is the
The cruise is going to stop in Nassau and it's going to stop in Great Stirrup Cay, which is a private island that we're working on some stuff on the private island. There's going to be entertainment on the private island.
So the entertainment really is the food and the wine.
Here's what I say. The food and the wine is the reason you go. The entertainment is a bonus. Now, last year's wine cruise, the Wine Dining Music, same cruise, we had some entertainment that people had never heard of. One of them was called World Classic Rockers. And if you ask 100 people on the street, 100 people will tell you, I've never heard of them. But what World Classic Rockers is a band made up of five guys from heritage rock and roll bands. There are five members that are from Boston, Journey, Steppenwolf, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Santana.
Wow.
So, for example, when you hear the music of Boston, it's Fran Cosmos, the lead singer of Boston, playing that music. That you not only get the music you grew up with, you get the voice that sang it originally. Nick St. Nicholas from Steppenwolf is going to sing Born to be Wild. So they cover all of those cover tunes, all of those tunes from all of those bands with some of the original people that formed those bands. So World Classic Rockers blew the roof off the place.
And are they performing every day on the cruise?
They do our sail away party.
Okay.
Out by the pool, which gets the thing started. That really set the tone last year, is World Classic Rockers at the pool. And by the way, for any of your listeners, World Classic Rockers has a website, so you get to, check it out.
Okay.
And then they performed two shows in the main theater, so they performed three times.
And this is included in the cruise package price?
Oh, yeah. When you add up the cost of all the concerts that we'll provide and the cost of the wine, your cruise is about $1.
What's the website people need to go to learn more?
Wine, Dine, and Music, cruise.com.
Okay, and I'll have a link up to this also.
And so in addition to World Classic Rockers, we have that 70s iconic band, America.
Oh, my gosh! Oh, Tracy Michaels, Flying Dutchman Travel, thank you so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
We will have links up for you to learn more about the second annual Wine, Dine, and Music Cruise. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.
Hello, my name is Katie Jackson, and I just started a blog that you can find at www.cambriawines.com.
Hello, my name is Barbara Banke, and I'm the owner of Cambria Winery with my family, including my daughter, Katie Jackson. And I am so happy to grow what we consider to be great Chardonnay and Pinot Noir in Santa Barbara.
Hello, my name is Randy Ullum, and I'm the wine master for Kendall Jackson up in Sonoma County. And we invite you to touch base with us to learn and find out what we do at any time at kj.com. There you can join our wine club, you can find out about our tomato festival, learn about our vineyards, how we make wine, and all our secrets.